He kicks it. It will be short, and Jamal's going to bring it out of there. Jamal Agnew still on his feet. Jamal Agnew brought it all the way back. Are you kidding me?
A 66-yard try. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is
good. The longest field goal in NFL history.
That was awesome. Jamal was like, just throw it up. I was like, okay.
Touchdown.
Don't look away.
Anytime you come up short, it's not a great feeling.
Everybody's not happy with how we played.
I believe in this football team. I believe in what we can do and what we will do.
I don't apologize for winning these games, no matter how we won them.
They are sparing no punishment on Justin Fields.
I was trying to throw that ball away. Mark Quiz went up there and smashed it. Touchdown, good guys.
Kyle Juszczyk, he'll dive into the end zone! Their first lead of the night.
Rodgers marshals the Packers into position. 3 seconds to go, down one. Kick to the
Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We watch the Lions play football every weekend. That's
every
who we
weekend.
Do.
I was so worried about you. We will get Jalen's reaction to that heartbreaking Lions loss, but we start with last night's game. What a game it was. You cannot give Aaron Rodgers 37 seconds and no timeouts. Everybody knows he's going to Davante Adams. Not once, but twice. And then he spikes it. And then, of course, right down the middle, Crosby. What did you think about this miraculous comeback from Aaron Rodgers, who we've been talking about for months?
I love the chess game that I was watching between the head coaches as well, Shanahan and LaFleur. It seemed like they pulled out all of the stops in the playbook. It seems like Shanahan was looking over at Rodgers like, you see the kind of stuff we running? That's how it would look over here if you was running with us. And then LaFleur was like, this is my guy right here. We're going to feed Davante Adams. Aaron Jones leads the league in touchdowns currently. And it's no surprise to anyone. When we looked up at the clock and knew Aaron Rodgers had enough time to march his team down the field, it was likely that it was going to happen. However, he made some great throws, Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a given by any means. And I like the way he celebrated playing against his home state, who snubbed him on draft night. You could tell it was personal. You saw him playing with emotion. And you know what else I like? Every time I look over at the sideline, it seemed like Aaron Rodgers was the associate head coach. Didn't it seem like that? He was standing there just looking at the playbook, making calls on defense, doing whatever he could to be engaged. Terrific win by the Green Bay Packers, who covered for me, plus three.
Well, Jalen, one thing about Aaron Rodgers is after week one and after that offseason, we were all looking at it like, is this going to go south? Is this going to go bad? But that last night, as you mentioned, engaged is a really good word, because that was a game for the record books. We will never forget this comeback. It came at primetime on Sunday night after a great day of football. Well, a great day of football for everyone outside of Michigan. Mr. Rose, my heart goes out to you. The Lions were so Lions-y yesterday. What a great game they played. They've got Lamar Jackson, 4th and 19. 4th and 19. And then what happens, Jalen?
Hey, fam, look. I got tears in my eyes, dog. Like, I'm for real. Like, the city of Detroit is so extremely loyal. It's almost like we don't deserve this abuse. Like, we won one playoff game in 60-plus years, and we carry that flag high like we're the New York Yankees, okay? And then we get an opportunity to have Lamar Jackson at a 4th down and 19. I can't lie. I almost was like, this disrespectful. I'm like, they really gonna try to do this? Like, we about to crush Lamar. I was like, we about to crush Lamar. And then you know what I thought? I was like, wait a minute. I thought about Mahomes to the cheetah. And I was like, you know what? He gonna complete this.
Mm-hmm.
He stood in the pocket And for
bounce
everybody
around.
That says, oh, Lamar Jackson isn't a pocket quarterback, you're not watching the NFL. Did you see him take his time, Jacoby, survey the field? And like the QB killer Warren Sapp once taught me, just standing there burping the baby. Just burping the baby. Looking all over the field. And then all of a sudden, they get in range. And you know what they do? They even get away with a penalty. That's so Lionsy. They got away with a penalty. And then, dog, Justin Tucker, on the day we honor Megatron, the Megatron's last season, Aaron Rodgers threw a Hail Mary against us, dog, and he dropped to his knees. Megatron was getting honored yesterday, and he's not even associating with the team. He was there with his family, his mom, his dad, and wife. They had to witness Justin Tucker make a 66-yard NFL record field goal. And you know what else? Tom Dempsey, who had the original record, he did that against the Lions also. It's like, I'm concussed. I need to be in the protocol. Yeah. Like they should have did with Devontae Adams yesterday. That should be me today. I can't believe that that happened, man. I'm so disgusted right now.
Jalen, let me spin it. The Lions played the 49ers, showed some fight, played the Packers, won the first half, and they had this game sewn up, 4th and 19, with the Ravens backed up. This Lions team is actually better than I thought, because we all knew they were going to be 0-3. And Jalen, I'm predicting a win next week. I'm predicting a win next week against the Chicago Bears. It's happening. It's going to happen for the Lions. And one thing about Justin Tucker who needs to be celebrated, because I know you're from Detroit, you want us to talk about the Lions side. When Lamar Jackson threw the ball out of bounds, that was to set up a 66-yard field goal. I'm assuming he's like, I need to complete. I need to get us closer. But that's how much faith he has. See, look at this play. Look at where. Look at the field goal line. That's the field goal line to get. And he just threw it away because he knew that Justin Tucker had the leg to kick a 66-yarder. And when it bounced off the upright, because when you're watching at home, you can't tell if it went forward or backward. The second it touched that net, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Jalen, I don't think this is an emotionally abusive relationship.
That right there is the definition of two words. Big trust. You're going to throw the ball out of bounds now. You ain't trying to get no more yards. You ain't even trying to get an out route or nothing. It's like we're going to throw the ball out of bounds. We would rather get an incomplete pass and get Justin Tucker out there for a 66-yard field goal. I would have rather it gone straight in without hitting the upright. It hit the upright. It played with my emotions. Well, and Jalen, we lost the game.
There is a former Lion who's not 0-3. They are 3-0, and that is Matt Stafford, and his Rams went up against the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and they look great. We said that the winner of this game would be the favorite in the NFC, and I felt that way after watching this. What do you think of Matt Stafford and the Rams?
Cooper Kupp. DeSean Jackson hitting his head on the goalpost, playing in his home state. And shout to Cali, who got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook all playing professionally in their home state. But you mentioned it, Matthew Stafford. A lot of people getting a chance to see him on the big stage for the first time. And we just saw why, because he played for my Detroit Lions. And he has that offensive guru right there. And Sean McVay. And the thing is, that big arm, he's always had it, ladies and gentlemen. The key for him is just to stay healthy. That's it. And at the beginning of the game, he was a little bit off. Maybe a little bit of jitters. A couple of throws were off. You're going against Tom Brady. You're playing on a big stage. But he got it together. His defense allowed Tom Brady to be pedestrian most of the day. They didn't get the big explosive plays that they normally get as a Tampa Bay Bucks offense. And that's why the LA Rams are a legitimate contender, not only in the NFC, but to potentially win the Super Bowl.
Well, if they keep playing like this, they'll move from contender to favorite because we know they've got Aaron Donald on the line, Jalen Ramsey in the secondary, but Kenny Young yesterday, Mr. Rose, the linebacker, they might have a stud on all three levels on defense. Young had 9 or 10 tackles, 1 sack, 3 tackles for a loss. Like, we talk about Ramsey and Donald so much, and they played great yesterday, but it was Kenny Young who really stuck out to me in this performance. But Jalen, one thing we need to discuss. Jalen Ramsey's outfit before the game. When you show up to the game in your Rams outfit, you cannot lose. That's what I knew they were going to win. The Bucs had no chance after this. What do you think about the trip?
I think when I saw this year's draft and I saw Jalen Green and I see Jalen Ramsey, I just think it comes with the name. You saw Suggs. Jeezy once taught you, dog. You get jammed up, don't mention my name. That boy was cleaner than the board of hell. And it's only right. Suited and booted down to the socks and a matching vehicle with the win. Way to represent.
Jalen, you know who got a win yesterday? It was not Patrick Mahomes. We saw what Aaron Rodgers did at the end of the game. Last night, Patrick Mahomes had an opportunity to do the same, but he could not because Justin Herbert and the Chiefs scored a curious touchdown at the end, leaving some time on the clock, but ultimately they did get the win. What do you think about the Chargers over the Chiefs?
I think if Patrick Mahomes would have completed that no-look pass instead of throwing an interception, that would be the first thing we're showing. Shout to the Chargers who found themselves, guess what? A franchise quarterback. What did I want the Lions to do in the draft last year? I wanted us to take a quarterback. Hoping it would be Tua, but I'm not an evaluator that's working these guys out all day. All of a sudden, I'm watching this guy, Justin Herbert, out there looking surgical, tall in the pocket, looking down the field. And by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs defense, Washington, Pittsburgh, those three stand out to me, and the 49ers, those four teams, I thought their defenses would be better. Yep. That's kind of what I was thinking when I was watching the league yesterday. Those four defenses, I thought would be better. Let's see if they can get it together as the season progresses.
Well, congratulations to the Chargers, and the Chiefs are now last place in their division after week 3. Jalen, who is joining us right after this short break?
The starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, who's about to put on the show tonight against the Cowboys, Jalen Hurts, will be here.
I don't think either team cares for one another. Simple as that.
We respect the game, we respect the rivalry, so we want to go out there and get it done.
Going into your home opener on a Monday night, we know what that atmosphere is going to be like.
See you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, the Seaport. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, joining us right now on the program is the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
You have a huge game tonight, Monday Night Football, against your division rival Cowboys. What are the keys to getting this big win?
To go out there and execute. Play our game. Play with intensity, and just do our jobs. You know, we have to be consistent and we have to finish. So I'm excited for it.
Jalen, this is an unprecedented time in the league where so many of your fellow quarterbacks actually look like you. What is it like as a black quarterback in today's game to see that shift to so many players that now look like yourself?
I think it's a blessing and it's a great feeling to have this opportunity. And to carry that torch. You know, there have been so many great players before me, the Warren Moons, the Steve McNairs, the Vicks, the Cunninghams, the McNabs. seeing them growing up, watching them and just learning about them and appreciating this opportunity I have now to carry on that torch. I love it.
Well, when we knew we were going to interview you, it was our job to get all in your business. And I heard that you're saving money for a safari vacation. What interests you about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to do something different. I haven't been out the country. I've only been out the country one time. So when I do it, I want to do it big, you know.
See, I'll be on the beach at a luxury resort. I'm not trying to go on a safari to be around live animals and sleeping outside and stuff. Like, don't you just want to relax on vacation, Jalen?
Well, I want to do something that I've never done before, you know. So I think that'll be unique in itself.
Obviously, you are now one of many Jalens in professional sports. Did your parents tell you what the inspiration behind the name was?
Well, I was born in '98, so that was around the time, you know, Mr. Rose there was balling. And my mom, I asked my mom, you know, maybe in elementary school, I said, where'd my name come from? And she said it came from Jalen Rose. So pleasure to and tell you that.
That's love. I appreciate this. Big shout to your mom. This is your parking spot. After you get this win on Monday Night Football and it propels you for an amazing season, you're welcome here anytime. But I have to ask you this question. Growing up, I ordered a lot of things from East Bay. I ordered a lot, like worship East Bay. And yeah. You're bringing them back. You're giving them a resurrection. You're a face of the franchise. So what intrigued you about that relationship? And congratulations on teaming up with East Bay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just think it's a very authentic authentic partnership for me. I have so many stories I can tell about my childhood and coming up and looking into the East Bay magazines and finding the things that I wanted, finding the different color tights, the different color cleats. You name it. It was everything they had for me was in the book. So, and then I was able to look at the cover and see the big time athletes that were on the cover. And I just think it's a great thing. It's a great opportunity for the both of us. And I'm looking forward to the things that we'll do in the future.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you tonight against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us on game day.
Appreciate the love.
Y'all enjoy.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Yes, indeed.
WNBA playoff doubleheader on ESPN2 Tuesday night. Starting at 8, it is Chicago against Connecticut, and then the nightcap at 10 p.m., Phoenix against Las Vegas. Tune in, ESPN2, Tuesday night. Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby. Jalen, do you remember when we were discussing the quarterbacks in this draft class and how it might be one of the best ever? Well, it was tough sledding for those rookie quarterbacks in week 3. Lawrence, Fields, Wilson, Jones, Mills, all didn't just lose, but looked bad doing it. Jalen, what do you think about the rookie class performance week 3?
A lot of ground to cover, short time to do it, but each situation is different. Trevor Lawrence, anytime you go number one, that means you're going to a bad team. And that's what the Jacksonville Jaguars are. How about when you go to the Jets? See Sam Darnold, who exited stage left, and his team is now undefeated. How about mac and cheese? The Patriots had 2 quarterbacks going into camp along with Cam Newton. I believe he would have been a starter had he not been forced to miss those couple of practices due to COVID protocol. And so Justin Fields, Miles Garrett. He was unblockable when they played against the Bears.
It really was. And of these 5 quarterbacks watching these games, like, I didn't even see flashes of potential in these games. Like, it wasn't like, I mean, Davis Mills probably had the best performance of all 5 of these players on Thursday night against the Panthers.
But Trey Lance also, you notice we didn't mention him because
he's playing a few snaps.
They got down in a short yardage situation and he scored a dynamic touchdown. And you know who he resembled? Colin Kaepernick. What an irony.
We had starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles on the program today. He faces off against the Cowboys tonight on Monday Night Football. How do you see this one going down?
Shout out to my brother Brandon Graham, who's out for the rest of the season for the Eagles due to an injury. Jalen Hurts can't play defense. This is going to be a chance for Dak to spread the football around. And for all of the Cowboys supporters and pundits, they're going to wake up tomorrow and say the Cowboys are going to be the favorites to win the NFC after tonight's performance. But Jalen Hurts is going to get his also. I anticipate at least 250 yards passing, 75 yards rushing, one or two TD passes, one or two rushing yards, one or two rushing TDs. He's going to do work regardless.
This is a pivotal game for the Cowboys. I mean, they looked good week one against the Bucs. They looked good against the Chargers, who just beat the Chiefs. But they need to win tonight, especially because this is a division game. When you said they'll be the favorites to come out of the NFC, I thought you said NFC East. I would say they're favorites to come out of the NFC East, but from what I saw against the Bucs and Rams, I wouldn't say the NFC. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m., ESPN2. We always say give the people what they want. Part of giving people what they want is doing podcast exclusive content. We have a lot more football games to get to. We're going to give you a little bit about each game. But Jalen, you'll never believe this. You'll never believe this. Kyrie Irving did not attend
what?
The Nets media day at the Barclays Center.
Hit the brakes, Reg. Hit the brakes, Reg. This is why you come to Jalen and Jacoby. Because when Kyrie sends out a tweet and people start to pay attention to his conspiracy theories about not getting vaccinated, the people who listen to Jalen and Jacoby just look at those people and like, that's broken news. Mm-hmm. Where have y'all been? And by the way, when I say things like that, Jacoby, you know I have people in my phone and on my social media like, he must be vaccinated. I just saw him at a WNBA game. Has anybody been outside more than Jalen Anthony Rose? Didn't y'all see me in the Deer District with 65,000 people on stage with Scarface and Young Jeezy at concerts at the BMF premiere? I live outside. I'm telling you guys, I know way too much sometimes about these human beings' lives. And I've told you guys that the Nets play in New York City. And therefore, it's going to be problematic for a couple of their star players who may not be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a media day today, right? They got a media day today. And if Kyrie's not there, I'm just interested to see what another member of that Big Three is going to say when he gets asked about the same topic.
Well, you cannot go to the Barclays Center unless you show proof of vaccination and an ID. And he was not in the Barclays Center. And there's something that really interesting happened over the weekend that I would sort of brought up when you brought up some of these people might not be vaccinated. I assumed they would get a religious exemption. I thought there'd be some sort of loophole. Andrew Wiggins attempted that. And he was denied by the league for the religious exemption. I thought there might be some sort of loophole, wink, wink thing that would allow these star players to sort of, you know, get around the velvet rope. You know what I mean?
Family.
But that's not the case.
Yes. When I tell you, rest in peace, Uncle P, that the chicken lay eggs, get the skillet hot. I distinctly said the states did it for Adam Silver. So he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. He does not have to. He does not have to send one email about what players should do if they're not vaccinated, because the states are going to legislate it. And I got news for everybody. Before the last couple of years, were you using terms like coronavirus or pandemic? Were you using Zoom? There's a reason why the NBA season got completed in the bubble. Dear NBA players, follow the lead of the WNBA. Whenever you get confused, follow the WNBA. And you know what they boasted last season? I'm not even talking about this season. Last season, they boasted, and I'm so very happy to acknowledge, that all of their coaches and players were actually vaccinated. All of their coaches and all of their players are vaccinated. Now, as you mentioned, of course, health reasons, religious reasons, I get people being hesitant to potentially wanting to do it. But shout to one of my idols and legend and icon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who recently just did some sort of op-ed piece about this same topic. If you don't want to get vaccinated and it affects other people, that means you're selfish. Jacoby, you play basketball.
Poorly.
When y'all did certain drills in elementary school, in middle school, I don't care where you play, in high school, and one person messed up in the drill, or one person missed the free throw.
Whole team runs.
The whole team got to run.
Whole team runs.
So if you're selfish enough to punish your team by not getting vaccinated, then I don't want to hear how you do willing to do whatever it takes, because that can't be accurate.
Well, I think,
and
this
you
is
know
really
this, Jacoby, I don't go by what people say. I go by what people do. And Andrew Wiggins, members of the Nets, and other members of the NBA that play basketball in states that mandate that you get vaccinated. Let me just tell you this.
Hold on.
I went to the BMF premiere, and we needed to be vaccinated.
You know what? I found the loophole. I just came up with it. I know the loophole, right? I was vaccinated. And when you originally get the thing called the Excelsior Pass in New York City, right, it would only give you like 6 months or something. And mine actually expired. It gives you 6 months, but then you have to redo it. So then they give you a full year. But while I was redoing it, I noticed that you can get an Excelsior Pass if you have a PCR test within the last day. So I actually believe, according to New York City laws, that you don't have to be vaccinated, you just have to be tested and get a negative. And that is how I believe that these star athletes will approach this season.
If your state says you need to be vaccinated in order to compete, that sounds like no gray area to me.
No, I'm telling you, I know this for a fact. I just did this on my phone. So if you go through their system, the New York State system, you can prove a negative PCR test and get like a 3-day pass. I think that's what he's going to do, just get 3-day pass after 3-day pass after 3-day pass.
So here's what I want to say. And I came up with this term, actually, when I was watching Menace to Society. You remember Sharif's character in Menace to Society?
No, I haven't watched that for 20 years.
So Sharif's character was the guy in the neighborhood that was always preaching to his friends about what they shouldn't be doing. Like, they shouldn't be smoking. They shouldn't be drinking. And he was actually right. But there was a term that came to me around that period of time, because you remember All Areas of Rap. There was a time where conscious rap actually existed, ladies and gentlemen. It actually existed, where it wasn't just the content that you hear nowadays. It was also something that we called backpack rap. You remember that clearly, right, Jacoby?
Of course.
And a term got used sometimes where people took it too far. And I'm using that for the people who choose not to get vaccinated. That term, overconscious. Overconscious. Like, do you realize over the period of our days, weeks, months, and years, the type of things that you, we, me have put in our bodies? And now all of a sudden, we want to act like, oh man, I'm going to make sure. Like, if people just like, I'm going to make sure I don't get vaccinated. like, oh my God. Like, I just don't understand that people don't support what we're getting from science. And getting vaccinated does not mean that you're exempt from getting coronavirus. It just means that you're highly unlikely to die if you get it. That's what it means. Wearing your seat. Do you remember people used to argue about wearing their seatbelts? I remember that. There's still people that today.
Yeah.
Still argue about wearing a seatbelt. Like, yes, you can have a car accident and wear your seatbelt. It's a safety measure. It doesn't mean that something tragic can't happen. Stop being overconscious with the vaccine. We are trying to get herd immunity. Allow it to happen. Athletes, this decision isn't just about you. If you were in a sport that allowed you to perform as a solo artist, then that's how you can move. But when your decisions affect an organization, your teammates, there's certain sacrifices that you should be willing to do. And this sounds like one.
Absolutely. He should be vaccinated. I feel like he's going to skirt around by getting the negative PCR test and getting the three-day pass over and over and over again. And I also want to give a big shout out to Devin Booker, who revealed on a Twitch stream that he has COVID. And thankfully, his symptoms, according to him, aren't that bad, but he has no smell or taste, something that I went through. I had a breakthrough case. I got vaccinated as well. And I wish him the best health. Get healthy for training camp. And we're going to see. We're going to see what happens with this moving forward, because it's certainly going to blow up very quickly. Jalen, we're going to get to the other
games. Can I tell a joke?
Of course.
Can I turn into stand-up Jalen?
I don't think it's going to be as funny if you say, can I tell a joke first, though? That's my concern.
Oh, yes, it is. That's how you set it up. That's how you, it's called building.
Oh, you're building.
You know what I'm saying? You build anticipation.
I appreciate you building.
You know, sometimes I talk fast and sometimes I talk slow because it's like you got to throw the line out there. And as you know, you got to reel the person
in. I'm reeled in.
And I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
This goes for you and for Devin Booker. How does not having any smell or taste affect your relationship with your significant other?
Okay, you remember you said you reeled me in? You know what I'm not gonna do? Take the bait, okay? You're gonna try to reel me in? I'm not gonna take the bait. The only thing I know about that, the story that I'll tell, and Reggie, I swear to God, I'll never do the show again if you use the stupid sound effect, is one time I was in the room and I farted like 10 seconds ago, and my wife walks in the room and she was just like, that is disgusting. She's like, what is wrong with you? And I had no idea what she was talking about because I forgot that I farted because I couldn't even smell it. She's like, that is disgusting. I was like, well, that was kind of nice. Reg, I hate that song.
Oh, man.
Jalen, we're going to get to the games. Man. We're going to hit on all the games, but really quickly I wanted to mention this. Dallas Cowboys' Elle Collins had an NFL drug tester come to him. I believe it was a random test. I believe they come to your house. And he attempted to bribe the test collector. Just like some questions for you. How much do you think he attempted to bribe? How did he bring it up? Like, how do you think this went down? Obviously, you don't know.
So here's a couple of things. If you've listened to this show for 10 years, I've talked about the dynamics of sports that are primarily dominated and populated by black players. College football and basketball, NFL, football, college football. And in those sports, I always detail the difference in how they're legislated and disciplined. So, fighting, taboo in these sports. Salary caps exist in these sports. Restrictions on how long you can sign your contracts exist in these sports. For a while, dress code in these sports. How about restrictions after high school? High school players still have restrictions to go to the NBA. Haven't we seen successful people go from high school to the NBA. Are we still waiting for that to happen? Oh wait, that happened 35 years ago, right? One of the things that those two sports also did that I talked about was test and punish for marijuana, right? And what they smartly did so that the national media and fans wouldn't be upset that they're allowing these black athletes to now smoke weed, if you noticed, the NBA and the NBA lifted its weed smoking restrictions and are basically not punishing people. And like Duke, when players entered the draft early, they didn't really announce it. They didn't really own it. They just kind of allowed it to happen. There wasn't no press conference where Adam Silver sat up there and said, hey, we're not going to punish for weed anymore. He just did it, right? So this guy has to be stuck on stupid to even be in this position, that he had multiple opportunities to take the test and just didn't take them. If, however, weed was his problem, for me, if you're not being punished for weed and you're still refusing to take the test for whatever reason, he may have had something else in his system that he felt like was gonna get him in trouble. Mm-hmm. So based on that, he was willing to risk it all. And that's what he was doing when he was trying to bribe somebody that was there to collect a drug sample.
I always think I wonder like how he proposed it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're here to collect the test. Is there something we could do? Is there something we could work out?
I need to talk to you about something.
That's a nice car. Would you like another one? I've got a couple. You want to see these keys? Well, we'll see what happens with him. Jalen, let's get back to football. Bengals Steelers. We both bet the Steelers, and wow, that went south quick. That went Big Ben. I mean, he might be hurt. Like that Steelers didn't look good at all. Ja'Marr Chase did. You bet to score a touchdown. He didn't just score a touchdown. He scored two.
A couple of units that I saw disappointed me yesterday defensively. Washington, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm old enough to remember when the Pittsburgh Steelers dominated the Cincinnati Bengals. That was a hammer and nail relationship for a long time. And for the Bengals to not only beat them, and Big Ben wasn't horrible. The key for the Steelers is they can't run the ball anymore.
Mm-mm.
That's their issue. They can't run the football anymore. And you're right, they didn't just lose. They got waxed. And by the way, I can't lie to you, dog. I'm kind of clicking through the channels. And you know when we say waxed, that's an extension of putting it on wax from the Beastie Boys. I'm kind of starting to see a couple of people kind of on our corner.
That's fine.
Good.
I like that. I like
our
that.
Our verbiage. And so I love
Jalen,
it.
And I do you love remember it. The draft? Do you remember the draft when everybody wanted the Bengals to draft Penei Sewell so they could protect Joe Burrow? And then they drafted Ja'Marr Chase. And I said, you know what? I like that. I like that a lot. They played together. They know each other. Something tells me that he had a little influence over that decision. And remember, Ja'Marr Chase was dropping balls in the preseason because there was no stripes on him. He looked like he could catch yesterday. He certainly looked like he could catch yesterday. And that is a quarterback wide receiver duo that I want to see be successful in that uniform for a decade. I really do. I really like that duo. And
I agree,
Jalen,
with you so much. I put my money where my mouth was. And I bet that he was going to get a touchdown, and he did.
I'm betting that Cooper Kupp scores a touchdown every week until he doesn't. That's been making me money. Every week until he does it. It was at minus 130. Like, you're giving up money, and it would just seem like one of the easiest bets every Sunday. Jalen, the Jacoby Brissett looked all right. Jacoby Brissett looked all right for the Dolphins up against the Raiders. The Raiders obviously won the game, but if you're a Dolphins fan, would you rather have Tua start or Jacoby start if they're both available? Brianna,
you got to try to start Tua.
Who's a Dolphins fan, said Jacoby. I think that you need to nurture. If you had to win one game, it's probably Jacoby. But if you have the franchise future in mind, it's probably Tua.
Well, here's the thing also. You got to think about the business aspect of it. Even if you don't think Tua's your long-term future, benching him now kills his value.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So you hope to put him out there and try to make it as turnkey as possible for him, even if you got to keep the training wheels on. He talked in the offseason, I believe, about struggling at times to grasp the playbook. And I compare these two players because they were both at Alabama. Like, I see Jalen Hurts as a franchise. I see Jalen Hurts as a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL that you can win with. I believe he's going to be steady. I believe he's going to continue to improve. And he's shown me that he could be durable. Those are things Tua hasn't shown me in the NFL.
No.
He just has not. And so that's a tough position for the Dolphins. But if and when he returns, you got to put Tua back out there. But shout to Jacoby Brissett.
You know I support Jacoby Brissett. We had the Cardinals. It's an interesting game. You know when there's a 109-yard run back? It felt a little funny. I didn't feel, even though they were down at one point, I didn't feel like the Cardinals were ever in jeopardy of losing. And you know, Jalen, you know, we're gonna talk about gambling. I have to go to New Jersey, so I'm on the ferry. And I had the Cardinals getting points. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep betting the Cardinals live. I was on the ferry. I'm in between New Jersey and New York border, on the ferry, keep betting the Cardinals. But I expect a little bit more from Kyler Murray, but he's just kind of one of those up and down players. D-Hop didn't get in the end zone. I never felt like the game was in jeopardy, but what's your confidence level in the Cardinals right now?
Winning ugly matters. The Raiders did it yesterday also. And if you're the Cardinals and you can win a football game without Kyler Murray getting two touchdowns or D-Hop doing the same thing, because that's what I bet. I figured one of them was going to get two touchdowns yesterday. So I bet that both of them would. And neither one of them did, yet they still won. Like, that's really impressive. And so I'm not putting them in the, like, championship or bust kind of category. I'm putting them in the category of an ascending team in the NFC that, unlike the Dolphins, for example, who are in the AFC, they know who their quarterback's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike the Chargers, they know who their quarterback is going to be. When you have a young guy, you hope that he's going to be your future quarterback. The Bears know that they have that. The Dolphins don't know that they have that. And the time is ticking on the lowest hanging fruit in the NFL. Everybody knows that Matt Nagy's going to be fired at some point. So if they lose to the Lions, it might be after that game.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, wow. I think they're going to lose to the Lions.
It's like the worst low-hanging fruit.
Lions are a good 0-3 team. If you're going to be 0-3, that's how you want to be 0-3. Play three good teams and be in the games at some point. I'm not kidding. They're not
David.
Mad.
David. Those are called moral victories.
Have the Lions played better than you expected? That's my question for you. Have the Lions performed better than you expected?
No.
I forgot you expected them to be like 12-5, though. I forgot. That's a rough question.
We had a 4th-and-19 in our own territory and gave it up. What are you saying? That never should happen.
4th-and-19.
I thought it was disrespect that they was even going for it.
But you,
I was like, y'all just had to throw it short. They better try to hook
it. I was locked in. Well, they had to go for it because of the time. But I was locked in, and I was watching him. And when he was back there with no pressure whatsoever, when he was back there, I was like, oh,
that ain't what I mean. That ain't what I mean. I know it was fourth down, and they needed to attempt to go for it. I'm talking about the opportunity to throw a 20-yard ball in the air is what I'm talking about. That shouldn't happen. It's one thing if they threw it shorter and then somebody broke one or two tackles, made a good play, and then got it. But he threw it right at the first down.
Well, it's also this, Jalen. It's not like it was it's not like someone got mossed. Like, he had to throw it up for grabs and a receiver made a great play over a defender who was in the right position. It wasn't like that either. It was like, oh, he's open. Exactly 22 yards from the line of scrimmage. He's open.
See, here's the thing. Our own territory, 4th and 19, that's when we need to rise up and bite kneecaps.
No kneecaps.
You see what
forbidden.
I'm saying? That's no what it need forbidden. To happen.
Zero kneecaps forbidden. And I was just shocked watching the game when Lamar threw it out of bounds. Because they have that field goal line graphic, and he's a cold, like, 8 yards behind it. I'm like, they got to get 4 or 5 yards. Like, and then it also, when they had the game angle and they set up the field goal, it looked mad unnatural to me. Just like, I've seen so many field goal kicks over the last 40 years. It's just like, when they set it up, I was like, that's unnatural. Like, that's where you punt from. That is not where you kick field goals from. And when the ball bounced off the upright, you didn't know watching at home whether it was going forward or backwards. I thought the ball was going forward, and then you see the net ripple. When I saw the net ripple, my heart just sank, and I thought of you, and I laughed.
Well, I thought of Fred Sanford because you just mentioned something that Lions fans have had to endure since the beginning of time. Drink a lot of ripple after those games. Because I tell you, though, it's heartbreaking. And how about this? How about this part of it? Do you know one of the reasons why someone hasn't made a 66-yard field goal? And by the way, the original record, shout to Dempsey, who had the record kicking with a half foot. Now, a dude with a half foot, first
Have
off,
toes.
Broke
Have
the record
toes.
Initially. You know what I'm saying? Extremely impressive. Shout to him. I hope he's in the Hall of Fame. One of the reasons why that hasn't happened, one is because obviously it's extremely difficult to kick a field goal at that distance with that accuracy, different teams playing different weather, blah, 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 blah. But the second reason is usually if you get pressure up the middle, you can block it. That's the other thing.
Like,
you shouldn't have enough time. Yeah, you shouldn't have enough time to kick a 66-yard field goal. Oh, wait. You shouldn't have enough time to throw a 4th and 19 clean from the pocket. Right? And one other thing. Let's add insult to injury. This is why Calvin Johnson ain't rocking with y'all. Y'all didn't give him his $1.6 million. He was getting honored yesterday. He got his Hall of Fame ring during that game. And y'all reminded him why he retired early. Y'all reminded him. You remind me of a love. Who's that, Mary J? You remind me. Yeah. Ooh. Calvin was on the sideline hugging his wife, singing, "You remind me." That's why I got out of here, because these people was gonna give me a heart attack.
Jalen, there's a game we haven't discussed that was impactful that changed the way I feel about both teams that played in it, and that is Seahawks and the Vikings. Wow. Wow. You know, because we always talk about the Seahawks as a sneaky NFC, you know, championship contender. And the Vikings have put up some performances that were not exactly inspiring this year thus far. But wow, that was a pretty shocking result.
I got to also do this. Everybody wants to be an all pro. That's what you're working for. Everybody hopes to be a Pro Bowler. But I gotta slide somebody into the veteran category. Unvaccinated Kirk Cousins. You can say whatever you want to say about his career, right? And you can call some of those games where he was down and was getting yards almost like empty calories. But I tell you what, when he retires from the National Football League, you're going to look down at the passing yard list, and he's going to be ahead of a lot of Hall of Famers. And players like that, with 17 games, with the passing game easier than it's ever been to complete a pass, those kind of things distort statistics and history. That was a great win by the Vikings yesterday.
Yeah.
It truly was. And I want you to bring something back. We need to bring something back for the pod, exclusive. There's a such thing as a good win and a bad loss. For Seattle, this is a bad loss. Mm-hmm. It's a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
You can slice it however you want. They got Russell Wilson, they got Carson, they got Metcalf, they got Lockett. Just signed Wagner. Jamal Adams, they still got Wagner. Like, this is a bad loss.
Yeah, and also, you look at their division.
This is a bad loss.
They got 2-3-0 teams in their division. They got 2-1 team. And then them at 1-2. Like, they
Steelers?
Got the best division in football. They're the best division in football.
I'm looking
Rams,
at you, Seattle.
The Cardinals, the 49ers are all legit NFC contenders, and you have the Seahawks. It's the best division in football, and they're at the bottom of it.
Worst losses yesterday off the top of the dome.
Lions. It doesn't even count if it's the Lions. Here's one thing I want to say. I'll take you behind the curtain. Me and you talk on the phone all the time. We talked on the phone yesterday. I was like, Jalen, like, it's not like y'all gonna be one win away from the division. Like, this is not an impactful loss. Like, it's not like, oh, if that kick just bounced forward, then we would be in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like that was a blessing in disguise. Like, y'all should be tanking for a higher pick. You know, and that's kind of exactly what you want to have happen if you're the Detroit Lions. Nah, not buying it.
Other than the Lions, because that was a heartbreaking loss. The worst losses of teams that I expected to play better were Pittsburgh and Seattle off the top of the dome.
Yo, I'm going to say one, and they got waxed, and I did not expect them to win, but just the Jets look so bad. Like, they just look so bad on both sides of the ball. Like, this is kind of wild what's happening with them. Like, it's one thing to be a bad team like the Jags, but you make some plays, or the Lions, and you're in some games. Like, the Jets, like, don't compete. They don't compete at football games. You know? Like, you... Let's just look at the Jets. They scored 14 points and lost to the Panthers. Then they scored 6-0. In the last 8 quarters of football, they've scored 6 points. That's not good. That's not good at all.
No. Not good at all.
Also, Andy Reid hospitalized after the game. Wish him the best health.
Shout out to Andy Reid. Hope you're feeling better. Absolutely. Oh, you know what else? You know what I just not thought about? We need to get West Side Gunn on the show.
We did.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we should.
He's going to be on with us tomorrow.
He's going to be on tomorrow?
Oh, he's
going to
be on with us tomorrow.
He with the Fly God from Griselda?
And
we just released the B-side?
For Jalen and Jacoby. For Jalen, hey, dog, let me tell you something. Shout to Kanye West. Shout to Drizzy Drake. But I'm telling you guys something. And I know it's an acquired taste. I remember saying this about a couple of other artists. I said this about Earl Stevens, AKA E-40. I said this about Ghostface Killah. when they first came out, it made people think, and it made people engulf themselves in the experience. Like ODB, right? When ODB mm-hmm. first came out, like people had to either, I'm the one man army ace on. I never been taken out. So it was like, yo, it was an acquired taste. I'm telling you guys right now, I believe the Fly God, who just did a double album, and I listen to all three of these albums religiously. I love music. I listen to all three of these albums religiously. I believe the Fly God has the better album of the three. No cap. Wow.
Well, that's like asking me to pick between my children. When I have a clear favorite when it comes to my children, I do not have a clear favorite when it comes to these three albums. However, I will say this. Griselda's gonna get bigger
depends
and bigger.
Depends on what day it is. Depends on what yeah. day it is.
Oh no, it's consistent. But Griselda's gonna get bigger and bigger. Griselda's gonna get bigger and bigger. They're gonna stop coming on Jalen and Jacoby. They are. They're gonna be on First Take. A year from today, it's gonna, all of a sudden it's gonna be Benny the Butcher arguing against Stephen A. about the Bills Super Bowl. That's what's gonna happen.
Well, just a couple of years ago, I remember my brother Shannon Sharp was saying ain't nothing in Buffalo. And somebody mentioned Griselda was there, and he dismissed them. And 2 years later, he's big upping them, as he should. And so I say what you say, and that is accurate. This movement is only getting larger. Shout to my brother, Boldy James, who's also been on the show. Are we the only program in this industry that has had each member of the Lox and each member of Griselda on their program? We have to be, because they don't do interviews. Like, the Lox didn't start doing interviews till after the Versus battle. It's like everybody, like now they doing GQ.
GQ?
And they doing all
GQ
types of shows.
Well, Jadakiss is on the show every single day, right over Jalen's left shoulder. The bust is
no
in the
doubt.
Building.
Family.
We have the Fly God, Westside Gun of Griselda, joining us tomorrow, not only on the TV show, but also with some pod-exclusive content. We will, every time I'm about to rap, so you guys can't see this when we're doing the pod. Every time I'm about to rap, Darrell Revis jumps in front of my little pass. It has to take
the ball
to the house.
I just got one more artist I want to mention.
You had your chance. If I'm wrapping up, just let me wrap up.
I just got
you
one.
Up tomorrow.
I'm trying to make me forget. Hey, there's one more acquired taste artist. I said E-40, I said ODB, I said Ghostface. The other one, Killer Cam. That's another one. He's another
tomorrow.
One as well.
Why is that, Jalen Rose?
That was for you, Reg the Ledge. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.